Good morning, ladies.
早晨好。
We're here together again to study from the Word of God.
我们今天再次来学习神的话语。
Now, what I'm going to be talking about today is actually the continuation of Matthew 24.
我今天要讲的实际上是要接着我上次所讲的马太福音24章。
Chapter 24 and 25 happened at the same time.
24章跟25章其实是同一个时间段。
Actually, it was the longest speech or talk that Jesus had in the whole New Testament.
其实这个24、25章是主耶稣在整个新约里边最长的一段讲话的记载。
He would answer questions in different places, and he would talk to them, but not on one subject, so for a very long time, unless you want to look at the Sermon on the Mount.
他一般就是说所记载的都是他回答问题，但是没有说在同一个话题上，他花这么久的时间，有一个这么长的一个回应，一个记载。
So you see, these two chapters were very important for Jesus.
所以这两章对主耶稣来讲是很重要的。
And that he ended the 24th chapter with a parable.
在24章结尾的时候是一个比喻。
Emphasizing the idea of getting ready for his coming.
他强调的是要预备好他的再临。
And you know, it was such a, Jesus had so intently talked to them through this time.But at the very end, the next chapter we see, 26th chapter, he surprised them to no end. He said, you know, that after 2 days, the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified.
然后呢，主耶稣在24、25章就是非常有意的给他们讲到他的再来。但是结束之后26章，他就告诉他们说，你们知道过两天是逾越节，人子将要被交给人，钉在十字架上。
Now, for two chapters, he had been telling them about the end of days and the end of time.
所以呢，在前两章24、25章，他在教训门徒，就是世界的末了跟这个日。
And they knew from the prophets that there was going to be a time when the world was going to end.
然后他的这些门徒都知道，根据先知书，最后这个世界是有一个结束的时候，有个末了的时候。
But he went in great detail to tell them about what was going to happen before and as it's coming down to the end time.
但是主耶稣在这里就给他们，在世界的末了之降临的时候，这个之前会发生什么，给了他们很多的细节。
And in the 26th chapter, he shocked.You see, they were not looking for him to be killed. They were looking for him to conquer Rome.
这些门徒他们并没有说期待就是主耶稣会被杀，他们期待的是主耶稣征服罗马。
So these couple chapters are very interesting in what is going to happen.
然后呢，这两章呢，24、25章就是很有趣，因为它讲到了未来要发生的。
And it's all about getting ready.
然后它的主题就是你要预备好。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, as we study your word, will you open it to our hearts? We recognize that we...
父啊，当我们学习你话语的时候，求你开我们的心，让我们能够认出。
We recognize that we are very limited in our understanding.
在我们的理解上，我们是很有限的。
But the message comes very clear to our hearts.
但是你的信息对我们的讲的是很清楚。
That you are coming back, and we must be ready for your coming.
你会再来，我们必须要为你的再来准备好。
Amen.
Amen.
The one thing we recognize about his coming is we don't know when it's going to be.
有一件事情我们能够认出来他的再来，就是我们不知道他什么时候再来。
In fact, Jesus confessed something to them. He said, no man knows, not even the only person who knows when the end is coming is my Father.
因为主耶稣也向他们说，没有人知道这个日子什么时候到，只有我的父知道。
You know, there was a time then after he got to heaven that God revealed to him about the end time.
但是当主耶稣回到天上的时候，那父神就会向主耶稣就是显示这个最后的这个时
Now,
什么时候来。
I don't understand it because we don't fully understand the Trinity, do we?
因为我们并不是能够完全的明白了解三而一的神到底是怎么回事。
But we know that Revelation, we've been studying it, he says in the very beginning, he says, this is the revelation of Jesus that God gave to Jesus to give to us.
然后呢，但是我们去学习启示录，我们就知道这个启示录，这个启示是神给耶稣基督的。
We have to remember that Jesus, when he was talking here and preaching the 24th and 25th chapters, is that he was human. He had left his divinity in heaven and became man.
当我们读24章25章主耶稣教导的时候，你要知道这个主耶稣这时候是一个完全的人来教导，他把他的这个神性呢就放在了一边。
Anyway, let's look at this parable.
让我们一起来看这个比喻。
It's a parable about 10 virgins, 10 young women.
Let me correct. 他说主耶稣在地上是完全的神，完全的人，但是妈咪强调的是他这时候是以完全的人来教导的。这个是十个童女的比喻。
And he gives a side note. He said, who took their lamps?
然后他就给我们说这十个童女都拿着灯。
And went out to meet the bridegroom.
出去迎接新郎。
You know, it's very interesting to understand about this, because this is, he's giving us a typical Jewish wedding.
这里描述的是一个典型的这个犹太人的婚礼。
There actually was three stages in the Jewish wedding.
在犹太人的婚礼里边，它其实上是有三个阶段。
The first was an engagement.
第一个呢，就是订婚。
Now, this was a formal agreement made by the fathers of the
bride
and groom.
是一个承诺，就是在这个新郎跟新娘的父亲呢，他们就是有一个约定，有一个。
So the two fathers would get together and they would sort of work this thing out together.
所以两家的父亲就到一起，然后把这个给该怎么样呢？把它给。就是给计划出来。
The groom had to give, his father had to give gifts to the bride.
因为呢，这个婆家呢，这个新郎的家里呢，要给这个新娘的家里，要给他们怎么，那个不是，就是给他们聘金吧，大概是这样的。
So this was a formal agreement, giving her the dowry. And I don't know how many, I imagine the family was there to watch this, but it was a formal type of agreement.
它是一个很正式的一个双方的一个合定，一个约定式的，因为这个新郎家呢，这个夫家呢，要给这个女方家里边有聘金。
And then we see that the next thing that happened was they had what they called a betrothal.This ceremony was where they would promise each other their faithfulness and of course and all that type of thing.
第二个阶段呢，就是一个很正式的一个订婚的一个仪式，就是两方就是答应要忠于这个誓约。
And this was a bigger thing because others were invited to see this. This was almost like a ceremony in itself.
这个本就是一个。就更盛大更庄重，因为这个时候呢就会邀请客人来，然后就有点像一个宴会似的。
Now the next one is very unusual to what we know of. That groom then left for a period of time to go to prepare a place for her to live in his father's house, much like what the Chinese and the Taiwanese had, you know, back years ago when they would have a family house. And when one son get married, he would bring home the wife and they live there. Another son get married, they would live there, you know, that kind of thing. I imagine it was more like that. So he would leave after they had their betrothal, after they had pledged their honor and love to each other. And then he would go away for a period of time. She wouldn't know how long it would be.
就是第三个阶段呢，这跟我们有点像，有一点不像，就是说这个新郎呢，他要离开一段时间，然后他要去预备一个地方，在他父家里面预备一个地方来迎接这个新娘，就是为他们自己的未来有一个住的地方。那我们中国人呢，我们中国人呢，就是结婚了之后呢，就是这个儿子结婚了就把新娘给带来住在家里，然后再一个儿子结婚又带来家里，但是他们这跟我们有像，但是就是要去预备一个地方。
It was approximately a year later when the bridegroom would come back to pick her up.
然后一般来讲大概是要过一年，然后这个新郎呢就会来迎娶新娘。
But she did not know when that time would be. He didn't send her a telegram.He didn't send her a phone call. He didn't let her know when the time he would just come unexpectedly.
但是呢，这个新娘不知道这个新郎会什么时候，到底是什么时候会来迎娶她。她也不会说给她发个电报啊，或者打个电话。但是她就知道大概就在这个时间段，一年以后，这个新郎可能就会来。
So the bride spent that year getting her gown.Or getting whatever she's going to wear and get everything that she's going to take when she goes with him to the house. And she has it all someplace where when he comes, she can quickly grab it up. And then she will go to that next ceremony when he takes her away.
所以这一年时间里面呢，新娘就是来准备她的这个礼服啊，然后她各样的东西。但是她就是要把这个都准备好，当这个新郎一旦来到的时候，她马上就能把这些东西预备好，就是去参加这个婚宴，就预备好。
It would be then that when they would hear the bridegroom coming, there would probably be trumpets or something that made noise when he came into the village or the town or the area where they were, and everybody would then realize the wedding's coming now, the bridegroom is coming.
然后呢，他大家在那个镇上啊或者村上听到一个很大的声音，听到声音有时候可能是吹号的声音或者什么，所以这个村里的人呢就都知道说，哎呀，这个婚礼马上就要开始了。
Well, now we see that at this wedding that Jesus was talking about, he talked about10 of the women, what we would call attendants, I don't know, but 10 of the virgin would come and they would bring their lamps and they would come out to meet the bridegroom.
在这里面他讲到，我们不知道这个，他可能是伴娘啊或者什么，他讲了10个童女就拿着灯，他们要准备出去迎接新郎。
And actually they would go with their lamps, and their lamp wasn't like what we think aboutas we think of a candle sticking on something. It was really something more like a stick or whatever they used. And they would take a cloth and they would wrap it around it. And then they would soak it with oil and they would light it. It was like a torch.
然后呢，它这个灯呢，不是像我们以为就是手里提着或者是那个蜡烛，你把它举着。它实际上更像个火把，在上边呢，那个头上有个布啊或者什么缠着有油。所以它那个灯实际上像个火把似的。
And actually, this was sort of a custom because they usually did have 10 women with these 10 torches that would light the way when the bridegroom came.
所以呢，这应该是他们的一个风俗。通常他们有十个女子，就是拿了十个火把，然后就是好像引路这样的，把这个新郎给带过来，就是在他们的这个婚宴上。
You know, if Jesus was actually...He said something that gave them the idea that maybe he was thinking, he was showing them that he would be that bridegroom that comes one day.
然后主耶稣就是向他们展示，他就是那天，就像那个新郎似的，他会有一天回来。
In Matthew 9:15, Jesus said to them, can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The day will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them and they will fast.
在马太福音九章十五节，耶稣对他们说，新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能哀痛呢？但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那时候他们就要禁食。
You see, the religious leaders in Jesus' day, fasting was one of the things that they did quite often. And so they noticed that the disciples didn't fast.
那个时候呢，他们那时候的宗教人士啊，像法利赛人，他们都常常禁食。然后他们就说，哎，怎么主耶稣的门徒跟他的门徒不禁食呢？
He said, He says, long as the bridegroom's here, there's going to be joy. But when he's gone, they will fast.
然后主耶稣就说，只要新郎在这里，他们就是有喜乐。但是当他离开的时候，他们会禁食的。
And we read in the word of God that the church is going to be the bride of Christ.
我们在神的话语里，我们清楚地知道，教会就是耶稣的新娘。
So now we have the picture.The bridegroom and his father and those that are coming with the bridegroom is coming and they're heralding it out, letting them know, and it's midnight, letting them know we're coming to get the bride.
然后呢，这个你就想象一下这幅图片，新郎跟他的家人、跟他的父亲还有同行的人在半夜里来了，说我们要来迎娶新娘。
So we see that the 10 women, the 10 virgins, they quickly get up becauseThey've been sleeping. It's midnight.
然后呢，他这十个童女呢就马上起来准备，因为这是半夜嘛，他们都有点都睡着了。
So in between chapter, in verses 2-13, we're not going to read them, but it tells us how that of course they were rest, they were sleeping, they were maybe some of them were really, really very well. I imagine they all were very much asleep.But when they heard that, they all began to wake up because it said they all slumbered and they all slept, those verses said.
因为呢就是说他们这里讲到说这十个童女呢实际上他们都睡着了。因为他讲到说他们都打盹瞌睡了因为是半夜里。
And at midnight a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him.
半夜里有人声就喊着说新郎来了你们出去迎接他。
Can you imagine the excitement of it?
你能想象这个兴奋吗
?These girls have been waiting. They've been waiting for quite a while. And suddenly at this moment, it's time. It's suddenly, he's here.
然后呢这些女孩子你能想象她们等了这么久就是等着迎接新郎。然后突然之间的这个就是时候了。
So quickly they got their beautiful garments on.
所以他们很快地穿上自己美丽的很漂亮的礼服。
Now I put that one in. That's not script.
那个没有在圣经里，是我自己想的。
But I'm sure knowing women, they did that.
然后我很了解女子，我知道女人都去重要的场合都要穿很漂亮的衣服。
But the next thing they did, of course, when they rose, they grabbed hold of that torch.
当他们起来的时候，他们当然要去抓他们的，拿他们的火把。
And there were five of them that looked over and said, "We don't have any oil. Give us some of your oil, for our lamps have gone out."
然后有五个就看看说，哎呀，我们的油不够了，就给另外五个说，请你分给我们一点油吧，因为我们的油那个灯要灭了。
So it seems like five of them, their torch didn't go out because they had sufficient, they had more oil, they were sure they had enough in case he did come.
然后呢我们就能看出来有五个呢他们的那个灯呢那个火把呢没有灭因为他们有足够的油他们准备好了。
They said, oh no, we're sorry, you'll have to go and buy some.
然后这五个就说对不起啊这个我们没法给你你可能得自己去买。
And it tells us that while they were buying it, the bridegroom came.
就告诉我们他们去买的时候新郎到了。
And he got the bride and the five of those that were coming with their lamps and off they went to the marriage feast.
然后呢这个新郎呢还有这个预备好的就进去坐席了。
And the door was shut.
就写这里写到说门就关了。
Nobody was going to stop that bridegroom from getting his bride.
然后没有任何可以阻拦这个新郎迎娶新娘。
Those girls could have said, hey, wait, there's five more of us. They'll be back from buying oil. No, they didn't pay any attention at all. They just kept on marching until they got to the feast room. And there they went in and closed the door.
他们没有说这五个没有说哦，那还有五个呢。那他们去买油去，反正大家就是继续的这个队列往前走，到了这个地方，他们就把门关了。进去以后。
And this is what it tells us. It said, he said, Lord, Lord,Open to us, the girl said when they got there.
说其余的童女随后也来了，说主啊主啊，给我们开门。
I guess they were really surprised when they looked and everybody was gone. They were and the door was closed. They were very surprised, no doubt.
我想这五个回来以后，他们发现这个门也关了，大家都进去了，他们肯定挺特别的吃惊。
But they called to him, and this is what he said.
他们就敲门，但是这个是这样回答的。
And he said, "Surely I say to you, I do not know you."
他说：“我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。”
And this is what Jesus said: "Watch therefore, for you know not neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming."
他说：“主耶稣说，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。”
You see, they were foolish. It didn't say they were bad or if they were good, but it said they were thoughtless. They were not thinking. They didn't plan ahead.
就是说，这可以看出来，这五个童女呢没有预备好，他们是愚笨愚拙的。不是说他们好或者坏，而是说他们是明智还是不明智，他们是上心还是不上心。
They were waiting to escort this bridegroom.To this possession, but here at the last minute, they hadn't prepared themselves. They hadn't had the oil. They had no light. They were to shine out for the procession, but they had no light.
他们本来是要陪同这个新郎呢进到这个行列里边，但是到了最后这一刻，他发现他们没有油，他们没有东西来点亮，他们没有预备好。
You know, they knew he was coming.
他们知道新郎会来的，要来了。
They had enjoyed, talking about it with the bride and the other bride or the other maidens. I'm sure during that year they talked about it, they dreamed about it. They thought, oh, it's going to be a wonderful time.
然后他们可能也是在跟新郎啊，跟别的这个童女在谈论新郎的到来，就是这个婚宴的时候该有多么兴奋。这一年他们都在想象的这个。这个婚宴会有多么棒。
But when the time came,
但是时候到了，他们却没有预备好。
We see that this is a warning. He was trying in many ways. He had talked to them at the very end of 24. He had given another parable. Now he's giving this parable, and unbelievably,He gave two more parables about the time when he's coming. Are they going to be ready?
然后呢，他在二十四章的时候，主耶稣给了个比喻。然后呢，在二十五章，他又给了三个比喻。其实他就是这是一个很强的一个警告，就是说时间到的时候，是不是预备好了
？You see, they were unprepared because they lacked oil for their lamp.
因为他们没有给他们的灯呢。他们的火把预备好油，他们是没有预备好的。
Now, what was he trying to speak about when he talked about the oil and the lamp?
当主耶稣讲到这个比喻，讲到这个灯和油的时候，他在讲什么呢？
You see, the in the scriptures, the emblem of the Holy Spirit many times was oil.
这个在圣经里边，圣灵的很多象征，这个标志就是油。
You see, without the oil and the lamps, the wedding party was not really ready for the bridegroom.
因为如果没有油，没有这个火炬的话，这个婚宴是没有预备好的。
They didn't have street lights back then.
那个时候那个路上没有街灯。
It was those girls they were depending on that when he got there, that they would light up the area and everyone would be able to see.
然后呢，这些就是这些童女的责任。当这个新郎来的时候呢，他们举着这个火把，把这一区域都给照亮，所以每个人都可以看见。
So we see then that this oil is a good representation of the Holy Spirit for many reasons.
这个油是代表圣灵，是有很多原因。
We're going to talk a little bit about what oil is and what it does.
然后我们来讲油是什么，它的功用是什么。
You see, oil lubricates.
就是油呢有这个润滑的作用。
You can have a screw that's very hard, but when you put a little oil on it, it begins to get loosened. And oil lubricates. In fact, in our cars, if we didn't have oil, we would really be in trouble.
你知道这个，如果你有这个螺丝很紧的话，你放点油呢，就很容易拧开，所以它是一个润滑的作用。你也知道，在我们的车上，如果没有这个润滑油的话，那个车就有很大的麻烦了。
And what does oil do? It keeps down the friction, the wear that often is happening.
然后呢，就是这个油呢是会减缓这个磨损。
So we see then with the Holy Spirit in our life, obeying the Holy Spirit, we should be people that doesn't cause friction. We don't try to cause trouble. We try to bring peace.
所以呢，作为神的子民，当我们有圣灵在我们的生活中，我们听从圣灵的时候呢，我们不会制造麻烦，不会带来这个好像这样的纷争似的，我们是带来和平。
We need the oil of the Holy Spirit because oil is a healing agent.
我们需要圣灵的油，这个恩膏，因为呢，油也是医治的一个制剂。
And it was used as a medical treatment in Bible days.
然后呢，在圣经的时代呢，它很多时候是用有治疗的功用的。
So the Holy Spirit in our lives heals us and restores us.
所以在我们生命中，圣灵医治我们，重建我们。
Many of us had very bad things in the past.
我们很多人都有一个痛苦的过去，或者过去中生活中有些令人痛苦的事情。
Things that we like to say marked us for life.
或者我们就说，好像让我们的整个生命都被损害，被玷污了，就是会让我们的生命中好像有这种，有伤疤似的。
Sometimes it was treatments that made us feel like we weren't worth much. And it could have been some things that just hurt us until it shows in our life, in our attitudes.
就是说有些呢是因为别人的对待让我们觉得我们很没有价值，就像一个伤口，然后直到最后呢，我们就这种伤呢就会在我们的生命，在我们的态度中显现出来。
That's a whole study in itself.
就光讲这一点呢，就可以讲很多，就是整个一个课题了。
I look at my own life, and I had some things as I was growing up, because I had ADHD, and I wasn't an easy child to raise. And many times, even in my family, they thought I was the bad one. One of my uncles said that I'd be in reform school before I was 12.
然后呢，我自己看看我的生活呢。因为呢，我有点这个多动症，或者是这种，就是，或者是那个，就是那个集中注意力的这个，就是很焦虑，就是不太能集中注意力的这种症状。所以呢，我不是坏孩子，但是他们却觉得我很难养。甚至有一个亲戚就说，我到了12岁的时候，我肯定就进少管所了。
This actually can mark you. You feel low esteem. You feel like you're not worth much. It becomes part of your very being and your thinking, and it can mean you go after illicit loves. There's all kinds of things that can come from this. But when Jesus comes and the Holy Spirit, he can heal that, and he can give you he can restore you until your confidence is in him. And because of that, you have a confidence that in yourself that you wouldn't have otherwise.
就是说因为这些呢，有的时候我们都没有意识到，我们其实是有这种自卑感，然后呢也觉得自己没有什么价值。但是呢，当圣灵进到我们的生命中，当主耶稣来的时候，他可以医治我们，重建我们，直到我们知道说我们的这个信心，我们的确据自信是在他的身上，然后我们对自己呢也有一个信心。
Now oil lights and it burns in the lamp, so the Holy Spirit makes us a light. That oil makes us a light into the world.
然后呢，你知道这个油是可以点燃的，它也就是在这个灯里边，同样的圣灵也让我们成为这个世界的光，可以照亮，帮着照亮别人。
You'd be surprised how your life influences and people say, you know, if it was you that helped me to do, it was you that brought me to Christ. We didn't even realize it, but the light the Holy Spirit gives us through that oil of the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，我们可能有时候都没有意识到是我们是如何影响别人的。可能有人告诉我，就是因为你，我信主，我们当有圣灵在我们里边的时候呢，我们是有光的。
And oil also warms. It has a tendency, it's fuel for a flame. And we see that the Holy Spirit brings warmth and comfort to our hearts.
这个油呢，当它燃烧的时候呢，它也带来这个温暖，带来热度。所以当神的圣灵在我们里边的时候，它带来这个温暖和这个安慰。
It's he that witnesses to our spirit that we are children of God.
就是圣灵的心跟我们同证，我们是神的孩子。
We see also that oil invigorates. They use it to massage other people.
我们也知道那个油呢，当它用来按摩的时候，它是有这个舒筋活血的作用的时候，是给人带来生机。
And it's the Holy Spirit that invigorates us for our service that we can.Do for God, that we can go where God wants us, we can say what God wants us. He invigorates us. It's not in ourselves, it's through the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，圣灵也可以鼓舞激励我们去服侍他，他会让我们激励我们去到他要我们去的地方，去做他要我们做的事儿，然后去说他要我们说的话。其实不是我们自己，而是圣灵在里边鼓舞我们，激励我们。
Sometimes there's oil, I don't know if they put it, but it becomes almost like a perfume as it's burning.
然后有的时候的，它有点这个，当它这样烧的时候，你把这个油放进去，有点像这个香水似的。
And so the Holy Spirit adorns us, and he makes us pleasant to be around. We are nice people. People are happy to be around us.And the Holy Spirit does that for our lives.
然后呢，圣灵呢，有时候就是怎么说呢？就是让我们把我们装饰的更好，我们就成为一个令人愉悦的人，别人也喜欢跟我们在一起，因为我们里边有这种香气。
I was a very sarcastic person.
我本来是一个讲话那种酸酸的、挺刻薄的一个人，很讽带讽刺意味的人。
I could smile at you and cut you to the heart.
我可以对你微笑，但是讲的话却只像刀子一样把你的心砍成几半。
But the Holy Spirit took that out of my life.
但是圣
灵， so、
我真是感谢神，真是非常的高兴，圣灵把这种酸酸的、这种讲话总是连讽带刺的给拿走了。
And you know, oil polishes, and it makes metal shine.
然后你知道这个油呢，你用它去擦那个金属啊，或者那种东西
的话， so、you
know, 它就会闪亮。
The Holy Spirit is always working on us, taking out those things, their rough edges, and trying to smooth us off and saying, now, child, that wasn't what you should say. Now, that's not the right attitude to have.
然后你知道圣灵总是在我们的生命中工作，把我们生命这种棱棱角角给磨去，说告诉我们说，孩子啊，那个你不应该这样说，你不应该有这样子的态度。
So you see,No one can be a true Christian without the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
如果没有这个内住的圣灵，没有一个人可以是一个真正的信主的人，没有是真正的是神的孩子。
So you see, this is a key thing that we must recognize and understand.
所以呢，你知道。
We have to be filled with His Spirit.
这是一个很重要的一个要点，就是我们必须要被圣灵充满。
Paul told the Ephesian church, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
所以保罗就对哥林不是以弗所的教会的说，不要醉酒，乃要被圣灵充满。
And there's just not one filling of the Spirit. We are to keep our hearts and through the word of God and through things that God keeps flowing in our heart, filling us with his Spirit.
所以呢，圣灵的充满就是不是一次性的，而是通过神的话语，通过这些让神的灵不断的充满我们。
And many of the weaknesses that we have and how we feel defeated and how we just don't feel God isn't near. We go on like this and there are times maybe, but let me tell you, this is a time when the Holy Spirit needs to be constantly infilling us. It's not just a one time. It's a constant through his word and through his worshiping and through his love and doing God's will.He constantly keeps us filled with his spirit.
所以我们很多时候有没有感觉到软弱呀，或者被击败呀，或者觉得冷淡，在我们的属灵的生命中，在这个时候我们需要圣灵的不断的充满，就是通过神的话，神的爱，神的工作，遵行神的旨意，我们需要这样不断的被圣灵来充满。
You see, it was a consequence.And them not having oil.
如果没有油的话，那是有一个后果的。
He shut the door.
说这个门呢，新郎把门给关了。
And not only that, he said, I say to you, I do not know you.
不仅这样，他还说，我不认识你们。
You see, that to me is a very sad thing.
对我来讲，那是一个非常令人难过的事情。
To think that you're invited, to think that you're part of it, and then you come down to the end and find out, no, I don't know you.
然后呢，他好像觉得我们也被邀请了，你也在等待，到最后告诉他说，我不认识你们。
There are those who say, well, once we're saved, we're always saved. No matter what, he will bring us back, he will do. But you see, that doesn't seem to be the truth.
有的人就说一次得救永远得救，不管我们怎么样，神总会把我们带回来，但是就是总是没问题的。然后你看圣经上应该不是这样的。
Because of the sad saying in Matthew 7:22-23.
因为这是令人很难过的一个经节，就是在马太福音7:22-23。
Listen carefully to this.
你仔细的听。
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name?
说当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道。
Haven't I gone about telling them that the end is going to come, and I tell them the things that is going to happen, and it's going to come? He said, that's all right. And then he said to the next one,And the next one will say, in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works.
然后他就说，他就是那些人就说，我们不是奉你的名，就是去告诉别人，这个世界的末了要来了，要准备好奉你的名传道吗？我们不是奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？但是你看神耶稣是怎么回答的。
They actually said they cast out demons or devils. And,
他们甚至说我们都赶鬼了。
And wonderful works, I'm sure, is healing.
那他们也行了很多异能，甚至医治。
But then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
但是说我就明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And when that door was shut, it won't be open again.
那个门一旦关上，就不会再打开。
You see the price, what this parable is trying to tell us is.
所以，这个比喻要告诉我们的是。
Be ready, because what? The price for failing to be ready is far too high. It's our eternal life.
这个呢，要说你真的是要预备好，因为如果你没有预备好，你所要付出的代价是太高了，那是我们的永生。
I've been very concerned at times. Some people, they've gone to Bible studies or they've heard somebody or somebody say, would you like to believe in Jesus? And they'll say, yes, I want to believe in, I'll believe in Jesus. But they never grow. They never go closer to the Lord. And it makes me realize something is wrong.
就比如说有些人他们去参加查经，然后有人就说你们要不要信主，他说好，他说我们接受主，我们信主，但是呢他们从来的没有成长，也没有跟主更靠近。当我看这些的时候，我知道有些事情不对头。
Because just believing what that word meant when the Bible said it, it really meant a very deep believing, a real holding on, a real understanding. But today believing is just the fact that I can believe in George Washington because he lived.
有些人就说，他说相信在圣经上这个相信这个词是什么意思呢？它是表示一个深切的一个相信，一个抓住，就是把你的这个有一个尾声。但是现在很多人对这个相信呢，只是头脑中的说，哦，我相信有华盛顿总统。
But you see, believing is also repenting.
相信也意味着悔改。
Sermon on the Mount said we have to humble ourselves. We have to repent. We have to ask forgiveness.
我们必须要谦卑，要悔改，要求神的赦免。
And then as we live for him, and as the Holy Spirit fills our lives, then we're ready. But we have to be very, very careful that we know for sure that we're his children,and that we are in his will and doing what he wants.
就是说当我们就是为他而活，我们被圣灵就是充满的时候呢，我们就是准备好，但是我们要非常的确定我们是属于他的。
Some of you are very good at preparing for things.
有些我们中间一些人很擅长就是做预备。
But today I want to take Jesus, what he says here, and say to you,Be sure you're ready and prepared for when he comes. He's coming so suddenly that we're not going to have time to do anything, but he's going to come and go in a twinkle of an eye.
所以呢，我今天就是想告诉大家，我们真的是要预备好，因为当主耶稣来的时候，我们没有任何时间再去预备，他来的是会非常的突然，就圣经上说是眨眼之间。
So every once in a while, it's good for us to sort of look inside and say, Lord, am I really yours? Do I love your word? Do I work for you? Do I care about what is yours? Or am I just coming to church and just the same as I was, not growing any? We have to be very watchful and understand because he truly is coming.
因为所以我们就是要常常的时不时的检视自己一下，就说神啊，我真的是属于你的吗？我爱你的话语吗？我真的是活在你的旨意当中吗？也许有些就是总是来教会，但是生命却没有改变，没有成长。我们真的要问自己，我是不是真的准备好了？因为当他来的时候是一刹那之间。
This is a very personal thing.
这是一个很个人的事情。
Each one of us has to be fully aware that when Jesus comes.I have my oil of the Holy Spirit. I'm his child. I love his word. I love to do for him. He is the center of my life.
我们必须要就是确定说，这是我们自己要确定说，我是被我有油。当神来的时候，我真的是我爱他，我也遵行神的旨意。
Remember, if we're not ready,
如果我们没有预备好
it's going to be a terrible.It's going to be an eternal loss.
那就会是一个永恒的一个失丧。
Father, we thank you for your word that you warn us.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，因为你警告了我们。
We're so glad you love us enough to warn us.
你真的是感谢你，因为你爱我们，所以你警戒我们。
And Father, may each one of us today, every one of us, search our hearts, make sure that my sins are repented of, and that the Holy Spirit is dwelling within us.
让我们每个人真的是检查我们的心，让我们确定说我们的罪已经被赦免，圣灵住在我里边。
God bless you, love you.
神祝福每位爱大家每个人。